There should be so many gurus. Srila Prabhupada once said that we should have gurus in every neighborhood. What happened, it was in the embassy area of Paris or Rome, I don't remember. And you're seeing all the embassies of different countries. And one devotee walking with Srila Prabhupada said enthusiastically, "We should also have our embassy in every capital city of the world." Prabhupada said, "Why? Why in every capital city? We should have it in every city, in every neighborhood. We should have gurus in every neighborhood." Guru means someone who preaches Krishna consciousness. That's the, or a definition given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or an indication. Jari dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara gai guru hoya taro edesh. This must be the most quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada regarding gurus. I didn't check it out. You could do it by doing a Veda-based check. He also quoted often the Tadvidhi Pranipatena verse from Bhagavad Gita and the Jai Krishna Tattvaveta She Guru Hoy. Who knows the science of Krishna? He is a guru. Hoy, generally in this context, as far as I understand Bengali, means hatepari, means can be a guru. One who teaches is a guru. So we want many, 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 many gurus to teach the science of Krishna. At the same time, we don't want immature or premature gurus who can, while preaching, do more harm than good, or mix their good with a lot of harm. Now, it's always good. Jari dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. It's always good to speak, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, always good to speak wherever you go, whoever you meet, speak Krishna upadesh, the teachings of Krishna. In this way, become a guru and deliver this land. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this was in the context of him speaking to a brahmana named Kurma, who wanted to travel with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, stay here and be a guru. And on that basis, Srila Prabhupada also uses the term, it wasn't coined by him, in one of his purports he uses the term Prabhu Datta Desha, or an area given your preaching field, your own preaching field. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, Srila Prabhupada wanted, many, many gurus. But there is a question of qualification. What is the qualification? The minimum qualification, as we learn from this verse, Jari Dekho verse, is to speak the message of Krishna. And everyone who is a preacher in Krishna consciousness is a guru, if they speak Bhagavad Gita as it is, or distribute Bhagavad Gita as it is, but especially those who are regularly overseeing devotees in their progress in Krishna consciousness, regularly giving instruction to the same people. Book distributors, they're preachers, they're the Vatma Pradarshak gurus, Pad Pradarshak gurus, those who show the path to others. But those who actually guide others and give instructions relevant for their spiritual advancement, they are looked up to in a personal, individual way by those who look up to them as teachers. So that can be called a Shiksha Guru. So we want many, many such gurus, but they should do the job properly. If one doesn't speak Bhagavad Gita as it is, speaks adding some concoction, or even if one speaks basically the right message but with some wrong things mixed in, Or if one speaks the right message, what with the personal motivation for name or fame or glory, then there's poison in the sweet rice. The poison of personal ambition. That's Srila Prabhupada used exactly that word, poison, in relation to personal ambition. And as much as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, on my order be a guru and deliver this land, he also warned against this kind of poison. Lab puja pratishtha di jato upashaka gan. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned that while watering the seed of devotional service, one may also inadvertently water the seeds of the weeds, which look like devotional service. And he said, Nishedacha kutinati jibe hingshan laba puja pratishtha di jato upashaka gan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave some prominent examples of that. Forbidden behavior. Therefore, we have four regulated principles. Minimally. Kutinati, deceitfulness. Jibe hingzhan, being cruel, violent to other living beings or even to oneself. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that to stop the preaching of Krishna consciousness, that's the worst violence. Then the next words are much quoted. Lab puja pratishtha, name, fame and glory, or monetary gain, position and prestige. These are very dangerous. And kutinati, deceitfulness. If one is interested in material gain, position, recognition, which do come to a preacher, generally speaking, these things will come to a preacher, especially one who is involved with people who look up to him as a teacher, and that means he has to look down at them in some way. Of course, a real guru never thinks he's a guru. He thinks I'm the servant of others. But to teach, one has to take a superior position. So if one is harboring desires for name, fame, and glory, material gain, maybe monetary gain or other forms, position, recognition, you don't want to show that because then people will see you're not much of a Vaishnava. So one may adopt kutinati. Kutniti is another way of saying that. It means deceitfulness. And there are persons who take to preaching and become gurus, and they can know the philosophy and may be quite good charismatically presenting it, and they have that charisma by which they know how to attract people, they know how to press the right emotional buttons so as to get the kind of response that they expect. It may be all done very subtly, and even the person who's doing it might not even be overtly aware of what he's doing. Others may see it, he may not. So this poison of personal ambition is very dangerous when one becomes the leader of others or when one takes the position of guru. Now, I'm not talking only about big gurus, and actually in this talk I'm not even thinking very much about big gurus. I'm thinking more of the lower level wannabe gurus, the mini gurus, often in various neighborhoods or various areas, who attract some following, and some of them, they openly say, I'm your Shiksha Guru, and the Shiksha Guru is more important than the Diksha Guru. And it's almost like a franchise that the initiating guru goes around and initiates, and then the local shiksha guru acts in a very high-handed way and takes a very dominating position over others, even though in many cases they may have themselves have never had much training and they don't have much sadhana. And another phenomenon now is the internet preacher who, even without going anywhere, can influence others. Now you could be saying, well, hey, well, who the hell are you to talk about this? That's just what you're doing. Yeah, it's dangerous for me. I'm preaching to myself also. But I'm speaking on this topic, actually, because I was in a discussion with some devotees who felt that, well, we should discuss these things openly, although it's not a very pleasant subject. Vishnu Sahasranam, I regularly speak on. It's very pleasant to speak on, to meditate on. Even it takes quite some time to prepare each talk and meditating on and looking up shastric references. It's very transcendentally pleasing to speak on Vishnu Sahasranama. It's not so pleasing to speak on this, but it is sometimes necessary to speak on subjects which are not very pleasing to hear, but which need to be said. And I'm speaking here mainly to my own disciples. So please don't take it that I'm on a campaign of blasphemy against everyone. I was requested by some of my leading disciples to consider discussing this issue, the phenomenon of mini gurus who do have some attractive qualities and are able to attract people, but at the same time there's clearly seen an element of personal aggrandizement, ambition. I see among my own disciples that some are too eager to become internet preachers. Some I push to do so because I'm impressed by their faithful presentation of the philosophy, faithful both in the matter of presenting the philosophy as it is and faithful in the matter of having the attitude of being an instrument, a servant of the parampara, and not being a showman. Some start to do so on their own volition. I hear, oh, so-and-so started giving internet talks. And I didn't, you should at the very least ask for permission and blessings before. And if you have a guru and you want to be a guru yourself, then before undertaking such an important undertaking, you should at least ask for permission and blessings. And I won't give it to all. Some are unqualified. They speak well, but they're motivated. They're not speaking wholly and solely as an instrument of the parampara. And they may think, well, what did I do wrong? I'm sincere. And others can see. It doesn't mean that all are off. Someone may take it the other way and say, yeah, everyone who's preaching on the internet, they're all personally motivated. Now, most are doing very well. But ISKCON already has enough self-made YouTube stars building up a following, talking rubbish or promoting themselves. More than enough means more than zero. One is too much. Even if done with good intention, internet preaching or preaching in general, especially the kind of preaching where if you do, you just see, look at that, I'm going like this. I'm not even aware, but it could be acting, right? Even if you're not aware that how much it's attractive to others, but you start to act and make a show, and then people like it, and you get so many likes, and you smile, and you think it's wonderful. Name, fame, popularity can be poison, can destroy our own spiritual life. And we can't actually benefit others if we say, well, so many people are chanting Hare Krishna because I, and then again you get, because I. The big I. One should think of oneself simply as a humble servant of the parampara, and it can be very difficult when one takes the role of a teacher, but then again, someone has to take the role of teacher. But it should be someone who has the minimum qualification of seeing themselves simply as a servant. Now, another related issue I've been asked to address is some disciples of mine, again, and it's not everyone, it's not very many, but there may be some, otherwise this matter wouldn't have come to my attention, who, as I'm told, try to imitate me in the manner that I sometimes speak on issues within our movement. Such as this whole series of talks on guru issues. It's a very delicate topic, and it's not meant to destroy the guru institution, not at all, just the opposite. And it's not meant to present that all gurus are wrong or any such thing. But it may be that there are some who try to imitate or impersonate, so I'm told. And they give talks in which every time they go to give a Bhagavatam class or a Gita class, or many, many times, they have to dwell on issues as if it's the only thing going on in the world, and almost blatantly stirring up some controversy, maybe almost openly. So I'm told. I haven't heard such talks, but I'm told they may openly attack others and present like, we are superior, we're the only ones who are upholding the proper values, we're the true followers of Srila Prabhupada. Well, if you say like that, you're not a true follower of Srila Prabhupada. You're not a true follower of anyone, except maybe your own false ego. There are issues. There will be issues, always, within a mass, widely spread, international movement, which is ideology-based. There will always be issues. What is that saying? Whenever there's more than one person, then the politics can begin. And when you get more and more people, there will be politics. So there will be issues, and they should be addressed. And I do address publicly some issues which some people don't like, which is not surprising. And well, you may say, well, there should be some forum for doing that. Theoretically, there is. Practically, it doesn't work. Anyway, that's another whole issue in itself. But anyway, I simply request those who want to call themselves my followers just be a little mature, and if you are excited by an issue or you see that something is wrong, maybe you should discuss with some of your senior godbrothers, or maybe with myself if you want to take it up, because often the way it's taken up misrepresents myself and those who are patiently trying to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission under my guidance. You may do more damage than good in your zeal. And that's the same thing true of those premature gurus who, in their zeal to propagate what? Their own name and fame? Who they're interested to collect many followers, and they may do so by jokes and snappy talking and an entertaining style of presentation. Now, an entertaining style of presentation is not in and of itself bad, but basically the message of Krishna consciousness is a grave message. It is meant for transforming people's lives, not for entertaining them. But we can bring people in by all kinds of means, but we have to bring them to the point, and not very long. Not that you have to bring them to the point, and it's not that, well, I'm just bringing them to the point, and it's been 10 years already, and in the meantime, they've learned so many jokes which I made. We should bring them to the point, even immediately if you do. Labdhva, what is that point? Labdhva sudurlabha midang bahu sambhavante manusham artadam anityam api hadhira turnam yatetana pated anumritya yava nishriyasaya vishaya kalu sarvata syat. Having obtained this human form of life, which is very rarely obtained, one should consider that it is short. It's not going to last very long. But one should be cool-headed and think that now I don't have much time, so I should immediately act in such a manner that I don't get born again. And sense gratification, I could do that. Everyone else is doing that, but I've been doing that birth after birth. Now let me try for self-realization. This point we should bring them to. That's the philosophical point, if we're going to give talks. Otherwise, you bring people to the point of chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just try and get people to chant. If we're going to address issues in their mind, we have to bring them to the point of philosophical understanding of the importance of human life. This is required. Now you may say I'm doing so by a personality cult or charisma, but that is very dangerous. I don't see any of the real acharyas ever did that. Certainly in many ways Srila Prabhupada could be called charismatic, but he was charismatic by being anti-charismatic, if there is such a term. Well, I just made it up. Anti-charismatic means he didn't promote himself. He was self-effacing without being artificially humble. He was humble and assertive. You can't do that unless you're preaching strongly, but at the same time, internally, always thinking that I'm simply a servant of the acharyas, of the parampara. And actually, all these people that I'm preaching to, They are Mudha, Naradhama, Maya Parhitagana, Asura, Dushkriti. There are four different kinds of Dushkritis mentioned in Bhagavad Gita who do not surrender to Krishna. The fools and rascals, the lowest among mankind, those whose considerable knowledge is stolen by, but it's their actual knowledge is covered by illusion, and those who are out and out demons. So yes, these people are presently in that status, but actually they're all servants of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, he was charismatic, but he didn't promote himself. He was a pure devotee of Krishna. And that is the real qualification to become a preacher and a guru. We can't wait to become absolutely pure devotees because preaching has to go on and the parampara has to go on. And if you wait until I'm completely pure, well, one who's really pure doesn't think I'm really pure. So the preaching has to go on. But the attitude, that is important. As Srila Prabhupada wrote, and that's become a guiding motto in my life, that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the performer. So there are those who are quite successful preachers, and some look up to them as gurus, and they may bask in that role of being looked up to. But that basking in the role of being looked up to is not healthy. So, just a little warning. We want gurus, but we don't want premature, immature impersonations of gurus. Be a guru by speaking the message as it is, without too much frills and entertainment, self-promotion. Do it as a service. We're servants. I hope that's clear. If it's not, well, what can we do? It's my duty to speak. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas charkipa sindubhya evacha patita anam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakang padayo nipatya kritvacha kaku shatameta daham bravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat. Goranga chandra charne kuruta. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro navayang vicharayamaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.